Om Shanti. We were listening to Baba's Murli this morning, and Baba was emphasizing on few things, but then the first thing he was talking about how elevated Brahman life is. It is much more than the life in the golden age. The life that we have now is the instant fresh fruit, and the fruit that we are going to experience in the golden age is like a dry fruit. Which is more healthy, dry fruit or fresh fruit? Because nowadays people avoid eating any dry fruits because of the health conscious. You know, they might get cholesterol or fat or whatever. But then the very fresh fruit is the confluence age. And so the life here in the confluence age is much more higher than the golden age. But in order to go to golden age, there are different ways. Baba always say, anybody who come to this knowledge, even little things, they will definitely come to golden age. Because knowledge is eternal, imperishable. The one who impart the knowledge is imperishable. And the soul who receives this knowledge is also imperishable. And so the soul has to experience the reward of even the little knowledge it has heard. And so as a result, it has to go to golden age to experience little happiness. But what do I choose? Do I just choose to just be there in the golden age or silver age? Or do I wish to take a higher rank, take a higher position there? We all have taken this spiritual life, this Brahman life, the most elevated path, because we all have an aim, don't we? We were able to leave the worldly things, leave all the, you know, the social, you know, circles, etc., etc., all the worldly things. And we have adopted a particular type of life, and I'm sure we all have a name, a purpose. It's not, again, a ritual that we all used to go to church, and only difference is that we are here. And a little more clarity in knowledge, a little more clarity in understanding things. Besides, it's exactly a ritual. If this is how the life goes, without any really remembering, become conscious of the purpose for which I'm here, then I don't know if we are really going to take that higher claim, that status. There are all the schools in the world outside. They all have a particular day for examination. Yeah? They announce the date, so and so is the date for your exam. And so will be your subject. And this will be a venue, and this will be the time. And when we attend to the exam hall, they give us a question paper, question sheet, and we are supposed to write down the answers for all the questions. And we were asked, we were told beforehand, what will be the subject. You know, it will be mathematics or science or social science or finance or whatever. But here in this school, few days ago, I don't know if you remember, Baba was talking about a very interesting thing. The children should have spiritual intoxication that I am a godly student. Huh? I guess 3-4 days ago. So, any student is supposed to study, and any student who studies is supposed to give a test, has to pass an examination. So whenever we attend or we face an examination, either we fail or pass. And the third thing is pass with distinction. Yeah? Now what do I choose to? Would I like to just pass? Well, we don't want to fail anyway. But should I pass, just pass? But should I pass with distinction? So this is what Baba was talking about this morning in the Murli. A godly student is supposed to pass with honors. We have to pass in such a way that when I leave this body and I go back home, I don't have to pass through the customs. And the customs is Dharamraj. Dharamraj? Dharamrajpuri. I don't have to pass through the customs, through Dharamrajpuri, and answer all sorts of questions that he's going to ask me. What's in your baggage? Open the bag. What is there? Take it out. That's so embarrassing. I'm a God's child. Yeah? And in order to go straight home, or go in such a way when I have to pass through, Dharamraj would, you know, get up from his seat, salute me, and put a red carpet, and receive me with honor and respect, and take me to my seat, and take me to my home. Said, well, then it's honor for me to receive you. So this is nice. Instead of I being made to stand there for hours and ask to open the baggage and, you know, scan what I have, and if I have all filthy things, I'm rejected and I'm asked to sit and go through all sorts of penalty and punishment. Finally, I'm allowed to go back home. That's so embarrassing, isn't it? So, pass with honor is going with respect. I remember Dadi Prakashmini, many of you might have met, and most all of you have seen her in the pictures, if those who have not met her. She always used to teach us one thing, and I have seen her doing it herself, is have that absolute self-respect, regardless of who is respecting me or who is insulting me. That's none of my business. If you insult, if you don't like me, if you hate or whatever, that's your problem. My first thing is I have to have my self-respect, remember every moment who I am, who I belong to, who choose me. Who choose me? I'm God's selection. God found something very precious in me, very valuable thing in me. Other people, being a human being, they would know, they can't see. But he, being God, he saw that a very precious thing that I have, he was able to scan through me and see the very, very valuable thing that I have. Nobody has it, just me. So I'm God's selection. And of course you would know what I have, because I'm a human being, so are you. And more we are in this consciousness of the body, it blocks us to see each other's preciousness. And so many a times we forget to respect others, and we forget to respect self. So to honor myself and honoring others is the first thing that I have to learn to pass with honors, respect self. When I start honoring myself, appreciating myself, appreciating all that I have, then I wouldn't be demanding. My expectations goes down. You know, the biggest disappointment, biggest hurt many of us carry is expectations. When my expectations are not, you know, fulfilled, I feel hurt. I might not show, but I definitely have that feeling, which is not really a good feeling. I wanted you to do this for me. Maybe you were not able to do. Maybe you forgot to do. Maybe it's beyond your limitation. Maybe you had a problem. Whatever you have, your genuine reasons. But I'm not in a position to understand your reason. But because I wanted you to do this, and for whatever reason you didn't do, the feeling I carry in my heart is really not that nice. And every time I look at you, I say, look, she didn't do that for me. Oh, this little thing, she couldn't do that. I did so much for her, and she didn't do this little thing. So I carry somewhere, I wouldn't speak out though. I still would smile at you, but that feeling that I carry with me is really not happy, not nice. It's a little bit bitterish. And many a times this might also distant my relationship with that person. You know, try to avoid that person because I start having an impression for that person. This is a person who doesn't do what I want. You see? And when I want, I did all that for him and her or him, but that person wouldn't do. So honor myself and honor others for whatever the person is. All my expectations in this confluence age, he will do it. He will take care. I don't have to expect from anybody, please. Seniors or juniors or my companions, my service companions, nobody. My responsibility is God's. God is my responsibility, and he will take care of all that I want and need. Because I've surrendered my heart, my body, my mind, my everything to him, and so for he's responsible. I don't have to expect anything from people. Number one. Number two. Today Baba was talking about what is the effort I need to make. First thing is I need to remember to honor myself and honor others. Second thing, the effort I need to do. Whatever stage I need to attain in my spiritual path, the fundamental thing is soul consciousness. That is the first lesson, and that is the last lesson. This is the last lesson. And to tell more about it, the entire knowledge what Baba is speaking, so much ocean of knowledge, will disappear gradually when we transfer to golden age. And do we remember all the knowledge Baba is talking about in the golden age? Nothing. Except the soul consciousness. And this soul consciousness will go to from confluence age, golden age, up until the end of the silver age. So I have to carry this consciousness for 2,500 years, for half the cycle. Nothing else is going to go with me. And so, just imagine to what extent I have to practice this. If I have not even achieved, or experienced to be totally conscious of the soul, I'm definitely aware I'm a soul, but how conscious I am. Then I can't experience any stages. Frankly speaking, I can't even experience the company of God for a long time, constantly, because I'm not self-conscious. As I was telling, in any school outside, we have a particular day, particular topic, particular time that we have to answer the question. They give us a sheet. But here in this school, the day I enter into the school, I stepped into the school, my exam starts. My test starts. And the first question in this exam, there are only two questions. The first question in this test is, whatever the situation that comes in my life, from the day I enter into the school, I got an admission into the school, the first question and the last question that I have to answer in every situation I come across, in every circumstances, in every problem rather, is, am I soul conscious or body conscious? If I'm soul conscious, I'll be able to pass. If I'm body conscious, I'm hurt. I fail. Every step we have situations. So to go to pass the situation, I have to be soul conscious, because this is the fundamental thing. If I remember, if I become conscious of soul and I remember I'm a soul and I become soul, I could see others as a soul. When I'm able to see other person as a soul, I'll be able to see the originality of the soul, the real thing of the soul, rather than looking at the role. There are two things. One is role and one is reality. So when I see, look at a person, he's a soul, I see his reality. When I start looking at the body, then I start looking at his role. Look at the way he, she is doing. Look at the way that person is behaving. Look at the way that... But I know this is all his role. It is his part in the drama. That's not real. And your role is different from mine. My role is different from that one and that one and that one. So when each one has their role to play, when I'm in the body consciousness, I'm attracted to people's roles. And that affects me. And also, my own karma, role means their actions, which means their karma. Karma means action. Every action a person performs, the way the person performs the action, that affects me. That has an influence on me. And whatever the action I perform and the result of the action I perform also affects me. So I'll be caught in the karmic bondage of my own karma. I'll be caught up in the karmic bondage of other people's karma. So when I'm in the bondage, I become tired. I can't make any effort. I come ritualistically. I come from Amrit Vela. I never miss Amrit Vela. I never miss Murli. I come for evening meditation. I do that and I do service and I do blah, 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 blah. But I'm tired. I'm doing because I have to do. I'm doing because I'm in the center. I'm a centervasi. I'm doing because I'm the main instrument in the center. I'm doing because I have to do. But that joy, that enthusiasm, that spirit I have to have, and the intoxication, that goes down because I'm in a bondage. And I feel that I can't leave, I can't stay. That's called as, any time you feel that I can't leave this, I can't stay here, remember it is a bondage. I'm tied up in the karmic bondage of my own karmas, or I'm tied up in the bondage, karmic bondage of other souls. And this is pulling me and I feel I'm trapped. I want to get out of it. But in this tug of war, I'm tired. So, I don't enjoy yoga anymore. Baba always says, yoga means experience. So I am sitting in yoga, no doubt, but either I am falling asleep, or my mind is wandering around, or I remember other things. So I'm not enjoying that perfect connection with Baba. You know what I mean? I sit every day. But that is, I'm in God's company. It's not a small thing. You know, God is there keeping all the treasures open for me. And I'm right there in the front of the door. I'm seeing all the treasures, but I'm not able to take it. It's not in my hands. It's there and I'm here. I still feel the distance from the treasures that I need to attain. So I'm away from my attainment, though it's right there. The plate is full of food, I'm hungry. It's right there on the table, I'm sitting right in the front of the table. I'm not eating. I'm looking at it, this is this and that is that and that is this. Oh, it's a beautiful. I know, it's right there, but I'm not eating. I'm not able to eat it. Or maybe I don't know how to. So, having found God, I still stay away from the attainment, then I'm still empty. The biggest door to Maya is emptiness, lack of enthusiasm. As a result, somewhere I start feeling lonely. Though I shouldn't, but because I'm empty inside, I need something, I need someone. And this is the door to Maya. So please, as a Brahman, we have to pay attention that at any cost I should never feel empty and lonely. I'm here to fill my apron. God is there giving the entire treasure. He's opened the whole treasure store for me. And I'm sitting right in the front of the treasure store and I'm empty. It's only because I'm locked. I'm trapped in the bondage of karma. So this is the effort Baba said today in the Murli. I have to have this very strong practice over a long period of time to be soul conscious, to see myself as a soul, a point of light. Light. I'm light. And everyone I see them as original form, as a pure, peaceful point of light. Whatever their roles, their body, X, Y, Z doesn't attract me. Because I am in my real conscious state, so I can see other person in their real form. So the extra baggages doesn't attract me. Because I am beyond my extra baggages myself. If I'm attached too much with my extra baggages, then I'll be pulled towards extra baggages of others, either good or bad. So I need to dislodge myself, detach myself. The fundamental practice in meditation as a yogi is detachment. And the second question I need to answer in the school, and again it is the last question, is free from attachment. Only then will I become strong in my awareness. If I destroy the attachment, my awareness, either consciousness of God, awareness of my elevated fortune, whatever, becomes stronger and stronger. I believe the root cause for all the vices is the seed for all the vices is, guess, what is the seed for all the vices? Sorry? Being body conscious. Actually, attachment. If you think deeply, if you really churn about it, why do we also become body conscious? Attachment. Attachment brings lust. Attachment brings anger. Attachment brings greed. Attachment makes us arrogant and egoistic. You see? Attachment makes us jealous. Because of attachment, we start hating somebody. So attachment is the cause for all the vices. And this is my last test I need to pass, is to destroy attachment. The first thing, attachment to my own physical body. I have a good voice, I have beautiful eyes, I have a good status, I have good personality, I look white or I look black or like milky or blah blah, whatever. Yeah? I have two cars, I have three dogs, yeah? Four cats, I have X, Y, and Z and whatever. Forget. Let me remember all that I have is God given. It's God's blessings. Yeah? This body doesn't belong to me anymore. This is God's gift. God has entrusted this body to me, and I'm using this. If you give me your purse, your bag, and tell me, sister, please look after my bag, I'll be back in 2 days. I'm going to Ahmedabad. I'll be back in 2 days. Will you please take care of my bag? So in that 2 days, it's my responsibility, even though if I'm not going to look after my own things, but I'll be more conscious about your things because it's somebody else's property. Yeah? So I have given this body to Baba, this mind to Baba, my wealth to Baba, all that I have to Baba. When I've given it to him, he has given back to me and said, child, now all that you have belongs to me. You take care of it. Yeah? Because there is no place for all that in Paramdham, in soul world. He says, I give back to you. I entrust it to you. You look after that for me, please. Yeah? Now when it is God's property, what right I have to hate this body? When this mind belongs to God, what right I have to give sorrow to my own mind? I can't remember all that gives me sorrow, because it's God's mind. This is what Baba says, is man mana abhav. You know, today in the Murli, Baba said, talking too much is of no use. Only thing Baba says to the children, man mana abhav. Yeah? What does it mean? Baba, this mind belongs to you. When my mind belongs to Him, what can I think? There is no place for I, because I belong to Him. Where do you think I remains? Is there any place for I? You see? All that I know is He, Baba, God. So God and God and God and God. So I have no right even to have low self-esteem for myself, hate myself. Think I'm unworthy. That's a big insult to God, because this body doesn't belong to you. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to Him. He has given you. So you can't hate yourself. You can't have low self-esteem. You can't feel you're unworthy. If you do so, you're insulting God's choice. I am God's choice. How can I doubt God's choice? He picked me up among millions, thinking I was worthy. And if I start thinking I'm unworthy, it means I'm doubting God. And what is meditation? What is yoga? What is yoga? What is yoga? Love for God. And what is love? Absolute faith. Unshakable faith is love. If you think I love this person but I don't believe him, that's not love. If you say I believe him but I don't love, that's not possible either. Faith and love goes together. So unshakable love, unshakable faith in God is yoga. So how can I disregard myself? How can I dishonor myself if I have to pass with honor? And how can I think somebody else is unworthy? Also, I don't know how Baba selected this person. Look at the way this person is behaving. I thought, you know, this person is so many days in knowledge and being that and that and that, but look at the way the person speaks. Look at the way that person behaves. That is his role. That person is under influence at that particular point in time. Now, why am I seeing, why am I able to see that? It's because I am in body consciousness. If I would have been in soul consciousness, that wouldn't have been visible to me. All of us have some shortcomings, some weaknesses, some bad things. We are all mixed baggage of good and bad. Now when God looked at me, He didn't, all the bad things in me wasn't visible to Him. He always sees the good things in me, because He's in perfect soul conscious. Yeah? Shiv Baba becomes body conscious. Even though Shiv Baba comes in Brahma Baba's body, Bap Dada comes in Dadi Gulzar, are they body conscious? No. And so they're able to see only the good things. Anytime any negative thing is visible to me, when I look at others, remember I am in body conscious. If I would have been in soul consciousness, that negativity would not have been visible to me. It is my own reflection I'm seeing in other person. When I see, I don't like the way the person behaves, it means somewhere I have the trace of what that person I'm seeing in that person. If you would not have tasted mango, and I put the entire basket of mango, what difference it makes to you? You don't even know the taste of it. You see? Had you once had the taste of mango, and if you see that particular type or brand of mango, you recognize, you identify, I know that, it's very juicy, because you have tasted. You know what it is. You have the taste in you. And so you were able to identify. If I would not have had that at all, that weakness, that shortcoming, that bad thing, that negativity, that tendency, then even if the other person would have, I wouldn't identify, I don't know what it is. That would not make a difference to me. So I know I can recognize that, and I hate it, I don't like the person having this, it means very confirm I also have that. And because it is visible to me and it's affecting me, I'm also reacting and talking about it, it means I am in total body conscious. Confirm. And what is the first step in yoga, in meditation? The first step in meditation is I am a soul. It's been ages, I'm not a soul. I haven't become. I know I am soul, but I haven't become. So when I haven't even passed the first lesson, even after 20 years, 15 years, 2 years, 10 years, 30 years, maybe, whatever, how will I be able to pass the, experience the other stages in yoga, you know, the higher stages in yoga? Baba talks about the karmatit, you know, to be totally free from bondage of any karma. Every action I'm performing in my everyday life, the result of my action is adding to my marks. It is influencing me. What you did, whether you smiled at me or not, yeah? The way you behaved, and how am I responding? Every action I am performing, and the result of the action I'm performing is influencing me every time. It's influencing my state of mind. It is influencing my yoga. So it's very important to check and see every action I'm performing. Because I don't have a particular date, day, subject. And Baba will not tell. Meditation hall will be your venue, or maybe harmony hall is your venue, and this will be the exam question sheet, and this is what you have to answer, and at 11 to 12 o'clock, this is not the exam we are going to have. Every moment in my life is an exam. Every time I'm responding to the situations, my exam. Every time people, the way they behave with me, how I am taking it, how I'm perceiving it, my exam. Whether I'm retaining it or throwing it away, like today Baba talked about throwing out the dust, rubbish, garbage, because I'm ocean. So am I retaining others' garbage or am I throwing it out? So attachment is not only I have with my physical body. It's a very interesting thing to see what are the things that I'm attached to. Every time I sit quietly, leaving behind all the activities, like say for example, I'm sitting in meditation. Now I'm not doing any physical activities. I'm not involved in any physical activities. Now I'm sitting here for a purpose, to quieten my mind, to be peaceful. So every time I sit quietly, what is my mind attracted to? What is the thing, what are the things I remember the most? Are the things that you're attached most? Am I clear? The most things I remember while I'm sitting in meditation are the most things I'm attached to. And this is what Baba says, antamate sogate. Your final thoughts leads to your future destination. While listening to Murli, I'm not doing any physical activities. Excuse me. When I'm sitting in meditation, I'm not doing any physical activities. What is that I remember besides Baba? Very deep thing. I have to check myself. The first day when I came to Baba, I was taught a commentary. I am a soul, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm a pure soul. My home is beyond the sun and stars and moon. So even after 20 years, this is what I'm doing. I sit down and tell myself I'm a peaceful soul. I'm a pure soul, I'm Baba's child, I'm going beyond the sun, beyond the moon. Where are you going? You're right there. You haven't even lifted an inch. Then after you remember, you know, the way she told me yesterday, I didn't like it. The way she behaved, I didn't like it. Okay, then I said, okay, now I'm in meditation. Don't remember this. I come back to myself, I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul. She's also a peaceful soul. Then I remember, if I see her tomorrow, let me go and talk to her. This is not the way. I have to tell her. You know, sometime I have to tell her. Otherwise, she'll continue to do this. She thinks I'm a too weak person. Every time she will behave with me in the same manner. So better I warn her when I see her next time. Okay, now I don't have to remember. Come back to myself. I'm a soul. I'm a peaceful soul. I'm a pure soul. I'm beyond sun and moon and star. Now tell me, where am I? Am I beyond moon and sun and stars? I have not even beyond my own body. Because I'm not only remembering my body, I'm remembering other person's body, and I'm remembering the negative thing of the other person, which is not yoga. When we talk about explain what yoga is to the people outside, we say yoga means positive thinking. Am I thinking anything positive? I'm thinking about somebody else's negative. That's not. So this is also attachment towards others' negativity. Or it could be my own negativity. Why did I do this? Why did I not do this? I should not have done this. So regrets, holding that guilt consciousness, that is not yoga. I can't pass with honor because I'm not honoring myself. Holding on to the guilt feeling for a long period of time, I lose my self-respect. And the moment I lose my self-respect, I'm not a yogi. I can't pass with honor. You see? And the third thing is attachment to my past. This shouldn't have happened, that shouldn't have happened. And the worst part of it is attachment to the past negative things. So, if you remember the Murali Baba talked about in the holy, you know, Murali Baba in the holy. Did you all see the? So Baba's Murali, listen to Baba's Murali on holy. Baba, two things. One is holy means past is past. The biggest title anybody in the world would get is His Holiness. You see? And Baba said, you're my holy children, means we're holy. So to get that title, holy itself is a big thing. And in Hindi, holy means whatever happened is finished. And another meaning holy Baba also says is holy means I belong to you. I already belong to you. You see? So let go. Attachment means holding on to anything in my heart is attachment. It could be anything. Whatever it could be. Yeah? Can I ask you to do something? Put your hand up like this. Now grab your left hand. Hold it tight. 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 How long can you hold? How long can you hold? Half an hour? 45 minutes? The whole day? Now what happens if you hold your hand for a long period of time? What's the result? Pain. Exactly. Thank you very much. Thank you. Release, please. The first thing I experience when I'm holding on to anything is pain. Unknown pain in my heart. Second thing is fear or insecurity. I'm afraid. Many of Baba's children also feel very insecure. Insecure of losing that. Insecure of losing this. Fear of something. There is unknown fear in us. The fear and the pain is the result of attachment. So whenever I experience pain inside my being, whenever I feel insecure, unsafe and fearing me, remember I'm attached to something, I'm holding on to something. And because I'm holding on to something, that's giving me pain. So please let me keep my heart free. Otherwise I can't breathe. I feel very choked up. When I release, I can breathe free. So attachment is, Baba always used two words, Ravan and Maya. Remember? Yeah? You have heard two words, Maya and Ravan. Now what is Maya, what is Ravan? Is there any difference between Maya and Ravan? Both are same? How many say both are same? How many say different? Maya is different from Ravan. And those who did not raise your hand, where do you belong? Now what is Maya and what is Ravan? Maya is weakness. And what is Ravan? So weakness is not vices? Which is the subtle form? Maya is subtle form. And Ravan? Okay. Okay. Alright. Okay, let me see. Baba uses this. Actually, it's very subtle. Maya is a very attractive form. You wouldn't know yourself, others would not know. Like I'm irritated, people can see through my expressions, and I know myself, I'm irritated. So it's visible. Ravan is visible, Maya is not visible, because Maya comes to us in a very attractive form. Many times, I'm so much in love, I enjoy the taste, I'm relishing it, and I don't know myself that I'm stepping away. I wouldn't even know that what I'm doing is a wrong thing, it's a mistake. Because it's so attractive, it's so nice, it's so sweet, that even though sometimes I'm very wise, I know deep within my heart, I think I'm somewhere going away, you know, going astray, but that is so sweet and attractive that I'm not able to let go. I'm holding on to it. I know it's bad sometimes. I know it's negative. But because it's so nice and it's so comforting, I'm not able to get out of it. It could be anything. That's Maya. You see? And it's also giving me very nice feeling. It gives me good feeling. Many times Brahmins say, why are you doing this? Well, I feel good. But remember, all that is good is not right. I'm supposed to do right things. I'm not supposed to do those things that I feel good. All that makes me feel good is not right. May not be right. Yeah? So this is Maya. It makes me feel good. And I think, oh, anyway, Baba says, you know, you have to be happy. So this, I'm happy in this way. But then the way is not right. That may give you happiness, but the way you've adopted to experience happiness is actually not right. So all that you feel good may not be right, please. I have to learn to feel good what's right. So Maya and Ravana are two different things. That's the reason many times Baba say, Maya is Mohini. Mohini means very attractive, very nice, very tempting, very sweet, heart-stealing. And I am. So, attachment actually is Maya. I don't even know I'm attached to certain things and I'm supposed to let go. And because I'm not able to let go these little things, I'm not able to experience the higher. I'm not able to achieve the higher achievement. And the last thing is, never ever spoil relationships with anybody. Because that's a big obstacle for me in yoga. If I have to pass with honor, the first thing is I need to have proper yoga. In fact, deep yoga. Experience in yoga. Never ever spoil relationships with anyone. Why? Okay. I don't like the way she did something to me. Okay? What she did was really, really bad. It hurt me a lot. And it was a big, you know, like maybe the person has betrayed me or whatever. And it was a big loss in my life. Now, as a common layman, any common layman would hate that person and would decide that from now on, I would better stay away from that person because she is the person who did this to me. And because of her, I lose so much. Today I lost so much. In fact, my whole life started shaking because of her. So, as a common layman, as an ignorant person, I would like to avoid that person. Right? And that's a right thing. That's what we people think. But actually, now, what will a knowledgeable soul, God's child, would do? Yes, that person did this to me, and she's also Baba's child. I'm also Baba's child. She being a Baba's child, she did this to me. Or he or she, whoever, did this to me. It really shook my life to such an extent. So as God's child, how will I react or respond to the situation when somebody really has shaken my life? If I hate, if I still avoid that person, don't want to have any relationship with that person, every time I sit in meditation, I remember her. She did this to me. Why did she do this to me? So, meditation is to have attainment for 21 births. Now, because of one person having bad relationship with one person, hating one person, I'm losing the attainment for 21 births because this is an obstacle for me in meditation. That person appears. Hate and attachment are the two ends of the same string, please. The person who you are attached to, you remember him again and again. The person who you hate also is remembered again and again. You remember the person who you don't like sometimes more than the person you're attached to. So, both are attachment. Hate is also attachment. Attachment is also attachment. Because you remember both. Anything that you remember again and again is attachment. Either it is negative thing or a positive thing. Your attachment. Am I clear? So I don't have to. Yoga means balance. Don't go to the extremes, holding on to something to such an extent that it got squeezed. You start having the repulsion, hating person to such an extent that you remember more than anything. That person is always there in here. Because another effort to pass with honor, Baba says, is remember me alone. Consider yourself a soul. And the second part is remember me alone. So except God, if I remember anything else, then that is not yoga. I'll be able to remember him alone when I detach myself from everything. Let go everything. Be free. Only then I'll be able to remember him alone. Along with him, anything I remember is not yoga, please. I can't pass with honor. When I'm leaving the body, only these two things should be there with me in my consciousness. I am a soul and he is my beloved, my companion. Him alone in the mind, nothing else in the mind. If anything else in the mind besides God, then I'll have to go through the customs, remember? Because it's extra baggage. I'll be able to pass with honor. The Dharmaraj will salute me and spread a red carpet only and only when I have God alone in my mind. Anything else beside God I remember, I'll be stopped at the customs. And I can't pass with honor. So this is another effort I need to make to remember him alone. Remembering him alone is called as unadulterated remembrance. Remembering this person a moment and Baba again and that thing again and this thing again and what I have to go and do after now. What is the service plan? What have to carry for the center? I'm sitting in meditation. It's not negative thing I'm remembering. But I'm remembering what is the service plan. I'm remembering about what is that I need to carry for the service, what books, what the list. I'm sitting in meditation and making the list of the books I have to carry, making the list of that and this. So it's not him alone. It is called as adulterated remembrance, extra baggage. When yoga becomes him alone, will create a fire. And only in this fire, the sins will be absolved, burned. If I don't have the remembrance of him alone, besides him I have many other things, then the yoga will not be in the form of fire. So when it's not fire, sins remains. Rather, sins might add on, remember. Because I'm sitting here for a purpose, for God, and I'm remembering some human being. It's a sin. It's a blunder. And these little blunders adds on, and I become heavy, burdened. So that's the reason I can't fly. Anything that is burdened and heavy, I can't fly. So I'm light. I'm light. I am might. Light in terms of brightness. Light in terms of weight. Then I'll be able to fly. Let go any burden, please. Let go. This is not the time to hold on to anything. If somebody is doing something, let them do. That's their problem. That's their karma. I am not going to interfere in anybody's karma. That's their role. My only thing that I have to leave and I have to pass with honor. If somebody is not writing their test properly, why should I look at that person and think, oh, look at that person whiling away time, not writing the test. So what am I doing? I'm looking at them and I'm also whiling away my time. I'm not writing. So my time is going away. Looking at anybody is a time waste. Looking at anybody is getting attracted. Looking at anybody's karma action is getting deviated from my path and wasting my time. So these are the four efforts that we need to make to pass with honors. Yep. Om Shanti. Anything you want to ask? Anybody wants to ask anything? Good. Yeah. Yeah. Could you be louder, please? Oh, that's more visible. He is more visible and he's more strong. You know, it's visible, but this Maya is very attractive. Ravan may not be attractive. Yeah. Yeah. Come again? When you are in your Laukik family, when you yourself belong to Baba, when your own body doesn't belong to you, where does my Laukik family comes from? They also belong to God. You don't stay in your Laukik home, you're staying in God's home. Because that home also belongs to God. That family belongs to God. And you're there to serve those souls in the family. And every time you, whether they are in knowledge or not, whether they are Baba's children or not, you being Baba's child, it's your responsibility to consider themselves as Baba's children. And you being responsible to serve them and to remember that house is Baba's home and you are there in Baba's home to serve those souls. So whatever they do, it's your responsibility to advise very lovingly once or twice. If they listen, fine. If they don't listen, very fine. Don't have to nag behind them. Go on telling them, do this, do this. I'm telling you so many times. You did? Finish. You'll be happy. the biggest service if you could want to make, the biggest service, yeah? Be happy. The biggest service if you could do, just be happy and contented. Another thing to pass with honor, which is Baba says, if you're passing through an examination, you get a certificate that you passed in this university with this degree. And the certificate is contentment. There are so many virtues Baba always talks about to imbibe. But it's only contentment, Baba says, is a certificate. So this is a certificate to pass with honor, honors. This is a certificate I have to carry, is contentment. Just be happy, satisfied. Smile, be happy. There are things, many situations, many problems, but we being God's children, if I'm not going to be happy, even I'm surrounded with so many situations, but how will I help others? When every time you face a situation, remember yourself. If somebody comes to me asking for the same solution for the same problem, how will I answer them? Answer that to yourself. You see? So, satisfaction, contentment, be happy. That is the biggest thing that I could do. Then automatically I can make others happy. Smile. Many Brahmins forget to smile. They're so much burdened. They forgot smiling. Faces filled with sorrow, worries, anxiety. We tell people outside to smile, and I have forgotten to smile myself. So please smile, at least now. Yeah, smile. Are you? Thank God. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.